Boosters of local pharmacies just got bad news. Amazon is now delivering prescription drugs to your door in most states. Stock in CVS and Rite Aid fell on the news. Let's learn more about Amazon Pharmacy from Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. And Robin, how does this work? I mean, how will doctors get prescriptions to Amazon?
I do know that the incumbents in this industry, they knew it was coming, and they certainly feared this announcement. They're all getting hammered today. We first got indication a couple of years ago when Amazon acquired a pharmaceutical company called PillPack to provide for the infrastructure of fulfillment and delivery. In the time since, online ordering has exploded, especially during COVID. So this is a matter, to answer your question, of integrating prescription information into Amazon and Amazon Pharmacy, which we already know is one of the most advanced and well-funded online platforms on the planet.
Well, so you mentioned PillPack. We've seen the ads for that. So they have an infrastructure, I guess, already in place to get those prescriptions, you know, in to have the same system that other pharmacies have. But when you buy products on Amazon, you pick from a range of sellers with a range of qualities. What about medications?
Yeah, I mean, these are not coming from a horse breeder in Honduras, right? Amazon already has that in. to purchase medications wholesale, it has been going well on a more urgent delivery basis with PillPack. So we also know in this case that Amazon's not going to deliver some especially controlled medications like opioids. So if you're already on Amazon Prime, you're going to be able to get a panoply of routine sealed medicines, everything from insulin to birth control to diabetes and heart medication. So it does take some iteration, but they have quality assurance in place.
Yeah. And you answered another question because I was wondering, you know, with opioid addictions, might it get abused by people pretending to be doctors, but you say they're not going to do controlled substances. And, you know, for some people getting some of the things you just listed, this may give them the privacy that maybe they don't get. But for others, you know, a pharmacy isn't just about picking up your medication. It's about talking to someone about it. You know, are there any concerns about this?
Well, this is prescription sales at U.S. pharmacies. Let's not cry for them just yet. It's totaled, I think, $340 billion in 2018. And the mail order share of that is just 6%. So this is still overwhelmingly an in-person business, even though it has been streamlined, even though the pharmacies themselves, which have merged with benefit backers overwhelmingly, you saw CVS and Aetna, you saw Walgreens and Boots Alliance, they're trying to incent people to order in advance and to maybe get it delivered and take out a lot of the human interaction because it's costly and it's difficult and they know that Amazon was gunning for them.
And maybe I'm just thinking of the real, true local pharmacies, of which there are five, you know, left in the entire country. You know, people not part of the chains. But you mentioned cost. Is it going to cost more? What's the cost of the Amazon drugs?
So you're going to hear increasingly of the Prime price invoked here. So even for people who have health coverage, the Prime price might still end up being more affordable than what your insurance card copay can offer. So Prime customers can get the prescription savings benefit card to use at 50,000 pharmacies. Those that don't even have Prime can pay $6 for delivery. This is rather disruptive, and you're seeing that on the reaction in Wall Street today.
Yep. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure on Amazon Pharmacy. Robin, thank you so much.
My pleasure.